The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then they came to Capernaum. Then on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. People were astonished at his teaching, for they taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the gospel today, we find Jesus in a synagogue in Capernaum, and we read that the people are both astonished and amazed. They're astonished at his teaching, and they're amazed at his ability to cast out an unclean spirit from a possessed man right there in the middle of the synagogue. Now, I'm fairly confident that there's very few of you here that have been present for a formal exorcism, but the reaction of amazement we can deem as probably a suitable reaction. But what about his teaching caused astonishment? I have no doubt that Jesus was an excellent speaker. He was probably well prepared and well polished, but I don't think that's what caused the astonishment. I have no doubt, too, that his words were challenging, maybe even surprising. But the text says they were astonished because he spoke with authority, not like the scribes. The scribes were known as the biblical experts. They prided themselves on knowing the commentaries written by rabbis for generations. They would cite them often. In contrast to that, Jesus spoke with authority, and that word means from the author. That tells us that those people present, it was evident to them that Jesus was no just good teacher. He wasn't even an expert on the Word of God. He was the Word of God. The Word made flesh there in the midst of them. And not only that, but it became evident to them that he was the author of their hearts, the creator of their existence. And that's why his words resonated so deeply within them. And this exorcism that takes place, it's connected to this idea. It made evident that not only was he the Word of God, but his words possessed power. They were efficacious, effective in merely speaking them. All he said was, "Come out of him." And the demon fled. Reminds me of back in Genesis, the very opening lines. God merely spoke the words, "Let there be light." And it happened. In the gospel, think about that moment on the Sea of Galilee. The storm was raging. All that Jesus had to speak was, "Quiet, be still." And the winds died down immediately. "Lazarus, come out." And the man rises from the dead. And maybe more closely related to this altar, Jesus speaks, "This is my body." And so it is. His words have power. And this weekend, we have the chance to ponder. When I read the life of Christ, when I hear the Word of God, most especially at Mass, am I astonished enough? Do you let it resonate within you because He is the author of your heart? And when we reflect on the course of our life, we look back at all the graces God gave us and the power that He provides for healing in my own life and my family, even miracles, small and big. Am I amazed? Am I grateful? I'd like to extend that amazement even a bit further. When we read in the Gospel of Matthew, after a few amazing miracles by Jesus, He actually turns to the 12 apostles. And we read this. Then He summoned the 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus appoints 72 others, and He sends them ahead of Him. And He tells them, whoever hears you, hears me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. Whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me. And to kind of tie these two ideas together, after the resurrection, at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, He pulls those apostles together and says, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples. I'm extending this amazement because we should be astonished that the one who has authority, the author of all that is, has given His church that authority and power to speak His word and to do His works. We should be amazed that He has invited us. He has asked us to do these works with Him and to speak His word. I guess that's why I'm so passionate and so excited, not just about my life as a priest, but what I see that's going on at this parish, St. Louis de Montfort. Here, so many, I get to witness it firsthand, come to hear that powerful word of God and let it resonate in their hearts. I see so much healing that happens here, most especially through that sacrament of confession, but other initiatives. Most especially the Stephen ministry, I see so many break free from chains that bind them, addictions, most especially through programs like Exodus 90 and Magnify 90. I see so many here that are being equipped to live their vocation and to live their mission within the church through all of our formation. Most especially, I think of our Catholic school during this Catholic Schools Week. You heard a couple of them read today. You saw some of them greet you at Mass today. It's in that school that our teachers work hand in hand with their parents to form these young people, making them able to live the mission of the church. So, this weekend, we're once again invited by Christ into His powerful work. We do this through our prayer, our personal prayer for the mission of the church. We do this through all of our efforts to bring other souls into saving contact with Him. We do this through providing our effort, our time, our talent, our professional skills to this parish. We also do this through our financial contributions as well that goes toward the mission of the church. This idea of our financial contributions going to the mission of the church has a long history and a biblical basis. We typically call it tithing. And God commands this first and foremost because He knows, because of our weakness, because of our woundedness, our wealth, we can get attached to it pretty easily. It's a bit of a cure of our hearts to ask our finances to contribute to His mission. But I also think He commands this tithing for His followers so that He might enable us to take what He has entrusted to us and ensure that it will go towards the great mission of building up the church, going towards His glory. I guess at this point, I just want to say thank you. I'm so edified and so grateful so regularly for so many of you who spend so much time, so much energy here at this campus to make sure Christ's mission continues here at St. Louis de Montfort. So many of you are so generous with your financial resources that enables us to do the work that God has asked us to do. At the beginning of this calendar year, 2024, this weekend, I'm inviting you to discern a pledge for this coming year, to do two separate but important campaigns. The first is our annual parish stewardship renewal. And this is our chance to just make sure that we don't just give God our leftovers. We don't just give Him what happens to be in our pocket on a given Sunday, but we actually discern and prayerfully consider what God is asking you to give, a sacrificial gift for the sake of His mission. The other appeal is the Catholic Ministries appeal. It's from the Diocese of Lafayette, and this is where we admit and acknowledge we don't operate in isolation here at our parish, and we can't, and we ought not operate in isolation. We operate as a part of the Catholic Church, and we are in the Diocese of Lafayette. In so much that we do is impossible without this broader church. That's why this appeal is so important. Those funds go to things that are so important, like vocations promotions to the priesthood and consecrated religious life, to seminary and formation for their tuition and their room and board, to ongoing education for us priests, which we need, to that important college campus ministry effort, that critical time where our young people are truly figuring out what is the truth of the world in my life. Even things like our marriage tribunal, assistance for our young adult ministries, all those things are possible because of diocesan collaboration. For me, I just received my diocesan appeal letter just yesterday in the mail. So if you haven't received it yet, you will. You will receive this week a letter from me regarding our parish stewardship renewal. I am asking you this week to pray about your contributions to both campaigns, to speak to your spouse about it, about what the Lord is asking you to give. Of course, you can always do your pledge online, but I'll ask you also to bring both pledge cards to Mass with you next weekend. And I humbly ask you to pledge what you can. This weekend, we're astonished and amazed at the power of the Word of God. We're astonished and amazed at the power of God, of what He has done in my life, in your life, through the church. We're also astonished and amazed that He has asked you and me to work alongside Him in His great mission of salvation.